track 12 and our feature article. This week's feature article is taken from the TNF soundings. The history of dogs being trained to support people with visual impairment is long and heartwarming, and that is recounted for us in this article written by Fiona and read by Nikki.
TNF soundings. Features from across the UK.
Hello, this is Nikki with a tale from Fiona about the history of guide dogs. It's been over 90 years since the UK's first ever guide dogs completed their training. Two amazing British pioneers, Muriel Crook and Rosamund Bond, organised the training of the first four British guide dogs from a humble lock-up garage in Wolseley, Merseyside, in 1931. German Shepherds Flash, Folly, Judy and Mita, which means pearl in German, led the way. Since then, the Guide Dogs for the Blind Association, known colloquially as Guide Dogs, now based in Leamington Spa, has evolved to be the world's largest breeder and trainer of working dogs. With dedicated staff, volunteers and vital donations, 36,000 lives have been transformed through a guide dog partnership. The history of guide dogs is a long one, and there are many intriguing stories to enjoy. According to the International Guide Dogs Federation's website, for instance, perhaps the earliest recorded example of a dog leading a blind person is depicted in a 1st century AD mural in the buried ruins of Roman Herculaneum. However, the first known attempt to train guide dogs happened at a hospital for the blind in Paris in 1780. So successful was this training that shortly afterwards, in 1788, Joseph Riesinger, a blind sieve maker from Vienna, trained a Spitz so well that people often questioned whether he was blind. Coming right up to date, trainee guide dogs are being put through their paces as trainers come up with more ideas to help the pups cope with modern life. Now, bearded and tattooed volunteers are helping to socialise the next generation of guide dogs. This followed research which revealed 1 in 5 dog owners said their dogs have shown signs of fear or confusion when encountering unfamiliar physical attributes, such as beards, facial piercings, tattoos, and unconventional hairstyles. To help ensure guide dogs are acclimatized to the varied world they will encounter, Guide Dogs is looking to find new puppy raisers with a particular call-out to people with distinctive characteristics, from beards and brightly coloured mohawks to facial piercings and tattoos. In October last year, the charity tested the resolve of a group of 12 trainee guide dogs when they visited Warwick Castle's Halloween Trail as a way to prepare them for remaining calm in unusual environments where the unexpected may happen, along with the occasional loud noise. The attraction toned down the normal level of boos, bogeymen and bumps in the night as the puppies took the next step towards their working lives. Meanwhile, in Hull, 5 puppies have been learning to make a splash in the world as they train to become guide dogs. The trainees, Elkie, Odin, Mitch, Shannon and Cooper, have been testing their resolve at an aquarium called The Deep, as they learn how to navigate dark tunnels and adapt and respond to various social settings, including unfamiliar creatures. Guide Dog said the aquarium school trip for the pups was part of their training to make them more resilient to different environments. In 2024, Guide Dogs announced that sadly it was to make about 160 people redundant, around 9% of its workforce, to prevent an estimated £20 million funding gap opening up by 2026. The charity blamed COVID and the cost of living crisis. Veterinary bills had increased by almost 20% and pet food bills by 12% since 2023, with further increases expected, they explained. Our fixed costs have increased considerably over the past few years, and our fundraising income has plateaued due to the external economic challenges, said Chief Executive Officer Andrew Lennox. It is impossible to underestimate the importance and the value of guide dogs and the huge life-changing impacts they have on their visually impaired owners. Indeed, their skills can be life-saving. Literally life-saving in the case of Salty and Roselle, two guide dogs who were with their owners in the World Trade Center during the September 11 attacks in New York City in 2001. They each guided their owners, Michael Hingson and Omar Rivera, out of the burning towers before the buildings collapsed, feats which were later recognised when they were awarded the Dickin Medal by the British charity The People's Dispensary for Sick Animals. Their citation read, "For remaining loyally at the side of their blind owners, courageously leading them down more than 70 floors of the World Trade Center and to a place of safety, following the terrorist attack on New York on September 11, 2001. Roselle went on to be posthumously named American Hero Dog of the Year 2011 by American Humane shortly after her death, age 13, and has had a book written about her. But back to today and the UK, where the need for guide dogs is not diminishing, so guide dogs need support to be able to continue their life-changing work. As a charity explains on its website, every hour another person in the UK goes blind. 180,000 people with sight loss rarely leave home alone. Almost 2 million people in the UK are living with sight loss now, but by 2050, there could be nearly 4 million.
TNF Soundings.